Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Third hour of a trash talking Tuesday. And we got plenty to get into. We got trolling and rolling with Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And of course, trash talk and the last segment of the show. You'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. So get your takes ready and come correct. All right, Rob, let's go to baseball. Let's go to Major League Baseball. And Joe Maddon, the wildly celebrated manager, three-time manager of the year, one-time World Series champion, hired with great fanfare 3 years ago by the Angels. This was his third season there. And with that talent, you know, Mike Trout, they brought in Shohei Ohtani. You know, Anthony Rendon, I mean, talent galore. The thought was that Maddon, who's been a great manager, you got to give him that, would turn him around. And instead, it looked like it early in the season, Rob. They were playing great baseball. It's early, but they were looking like, hey, this is the year they make the playoffs. They haven't been there in, what, nearly a decade. And it just went south. And they lost their last 12-game losing streak. Trout wasn't hitting. The pitching was horrible. And somebody had to pay the price. And it was Joe Maddon. What are your thoughts on this?
Chris, we talked about this last night. You remember I said he should be fired. And do you remember I said it to you and DeSager?
Yep.
During one of the updates. And that's not, we know what kind of manager Joe Maddon is, but if you can't get fired, Chris, on a stretch like this, you don't lose 12 games in a row every day in the major leagues. You know that, right? I mean, it's real hard to lose 12 games in a row.
Well, not in a day, no.
You know what I mean?
I'm just messing.
You know what I mean? And during that stretch, are you ready, Chris? They had a minus 43 run differential and an ERA of 6.31. And you mentioned it. They have a couple of the biggest stars in the game, Trout and Ohtani. And Joe Maddon, they're looking at another season going awry, Chris. It was 2 weeks ago, 10 days. They were 10 games over 500. Do you remember we talked about it? Maybe Trout's going to get back to the playoffs. Hey, the Angels, they got a little something going here. They're leading the AL West. They're buried now. They're 8.5 games behind the Astros. And you can't let the season go down in flames and act like it's okay. Joe Maddon, no Joe Maddon. Joe Girardi just got fired. They were rolling, Chris. They came out to L.A. and beat up on the Dodgers. And the Phillies looked like they had something going. And guess what? They went into a funk. And it's just not going to be. There's too much at risk now in sports. When you spend a lot of money and you pay a lot of players, you expect results. And when things don't happen, there are going to be changes.
Rob, all the things you mentioned, Mike Trout hitting 114 during the stretch, Shohei Ohtani batting under 200, as well as other players under 200 during this six-game losing streak. The ERA for the whole staff was over 6, right?
Yep.
But Anthony Rendon was hurt. Taylor Ward, who was looking tremendous, got hurt. And how in the world, look, this is not any knock at all against baseball. But I do think it's clear, and I'm not saying managers sometimes don't deserve to be fired. Certainly they do. But I think football, the coach makes the most difference. Then basketball, then baseball for a manager. Tell me how any of this is Joe Maddon's fault.
Okay.
I mean, just a few weeks ago, it was all good. All of a sudden, what's he doing differently?
I'll tell you how it's his fault. Chris, if we're going to give Joe Maddon credit, when the Cubs win the World Series after 100 years, right? He didn't get a hit then. He didn't pitch and get anybody out then. Then you also have
12 games.
No,
but I hear you. But 12 games?
Yes, 12-game losing streak. 12 games? 12-game losing streak is ridiculous in baseball.
That's 2 weeks.
That's why I said it last night, because I knew there was a real chance. And you can't live on your past and your resume. And you got to shake things up. Chris, there's two things. You got to let the players know that everybody's going to be held accountable, including the manager. And you got to tell your fan base, we're going to do something. We're not going to sit on our hands. We're not going to talk about Joe Maddon and what he did in Tampa Bay and how he won a World Series in Chicago. None of that matters right now. All we know is he's been here for 3 years and we got nothing.
It's just about sending a message. It's nothing strategic. Just
no,
nothing
I'm
he
not
was
saying,
doing wrong.
Oh, yeah. He took out the wrong pitcher at the wrong time. No. But the way that we give people credit is real simple. Sports has a short menu, wins and losses. And when he
gets
credit. I know what you're saying,
he
Chris.
He got that credit over time. He didn't get that credit for going on a 12-game win streak. That's my and look, I'm not even caping for Joe Maddon.
I know.
He's, you know, how dare they? This is ridiculous. I'm not going there. I'm just saying this ain't. Now, I don't know the inner workings. I would feel much better about this firing if I knew the inner workings of the locker room. And maybe you do. Were players like, yo, we need a break? You know, were players down on him? If that's the case, then certainly we got to move on.
And Chris,
but
you know what?
I'm gonna give it to you. But that, think of that. I want to hear that. And then the other thing I want to hear, and the same thing could be said for Joe Girardi. Is this a case, Rob, where the front office wants to start managing essentially? And you know what I mean. They gonna have a robot in there that they dictate everything to, who you pitch, when you pitch them, who, what your lineup is, all of that stuff. Is that what's going on?
No, I'm gonna say no, but I that's a legit concern. But look at some of the managers who are having success, Chris, right now. They're the old school managers.
Right.
Buck Showalter with the Mets. Am I right, Buck?
Yep.
Dusty Baker with the Astros. These are old school. Dusty's 70 years old, right?
La Russa.
Do you know who's going to be next? La Russa's going to get fired next, Chris. I mean, look at where the White Sox are.
But he helped them last year.
No, I know, but look at where they are this year. And my point here is you can't get rid of everybody, and you're right, Chris. It might not. When the general manager starts talking to some star players, what's going on in the clubhouse? Does the manager have everything intact? Is everything buttoned up? No, sloppy. Guys are doing their own thing. It's not a unit.
Right. If that's
you know what
the
I mean?
Case, I'm cool
it's
with
a
that.
Country
right.
club. You know, like that's what happens when they start firing coaches. They got a country club atmosphere. People are doing whatever. Guys not taking extra BP. Guys coming into the clubhouse late for games, Chris.
Do you we know that to be
no,
the case?
I don't.
Or you just, okay.
I don't know, but I'm saying that's usually what'll make a general manager pull the trigger, especially with somebody with his resume and his all the stuff that he's accomplished. And Joe Madden's quote, part of his quote, Chris, was something like, "Well, you know, this is the first year of general manager, the guy who pulled the trigger."
Yeah, Perry Manassian.
Yeah, and he said, "Well, you know, he's in a tough spot. You know, like." Well, he didn't hire Joe Madden. It's his first year at GM. So, I mean, Joe Madden is making it, but you got to answer to your fan base. There's no way this team, and I get it. If you would have told me that Mike Trout, what'd you say, batting 114?
During
we've
that
never
stretch.
Seen
but
this.
But that ain't on Joe Madden.
No, I know.
Let's just keep
I'm
it
just
real.
Saying. It's not. But we've never seen that. And Ohtani last year was unanimous MVP. This guy's not even hitting 200. Like something's, they want to shake it up.
But here's the thing. I hear you. They hadn't, before they hired Madden, they hadn't had a winning season in 4 years. His first season there was the shortened season, right? 60 games.
Yep.
Last year, of course, you have a full season. And then now, you know, they played roughly 60 games. So, I mean, to me, Rob, and I don't know, but this, to me, this sounds like a young GM who's feeling himself. Manassian, right? Came over from Atlanta, wants to do it his way.
So you think he panicked?
No, I don't think he panicked. I think he's like, look, Joe Madden, legendary coach, old school, you know, lot of power just because of who he is, right? I want to run this thing my way. I can't really do it with Madden here because he's Joe Madden. But now I get him out of here. They put in Phil Nevin. Now it's Manassian's show. All right? And I think, right? I don't know for a fact if this is going to be the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if this front office begins dictating the lineup card because it happens all over the place, right?
It does, but I...
That's why Girardi was ousted in New York.
Right. No, they wanted to run it, and Joe Girardi's an old-school manager. I get that point, but I think this move doesn't happen, Chris, if they're 6-6 or if they're 4-8. You know what I mean? Like to lose 12, they lost, they came back, okay? I said this yesterday, before they even lost last night, 1-0 to Boston. 1-0 at home. They come back off an awful road trip. And you figure, okay, you remember I told you it was my best bet. I was like, there's no way the Angels are going to lose again, right? They can't lose again. Are they going to lose 12 in a row, 15 in a row? This team is too talented. And I guess ownership, because, you know, Artie Moreno, who owns the Angels, he has to sign off on it. And remember, Joe Madden spent 20-some-odd years in that organization.
Yeah,
and was
no
the
doubt.
Bench coach there, Chris, when they won
when
in
they
2002.
Won
with right. Mike Socha, you know, so he's right. a beloved figure. They don't make that move on a whim when this guy has spent most of his life in their organization.
Right, and that's why I want to know more. I want to know where players not feeling him, you know what I mean? Something like that, because was there something else going on in the clubhouse that, you know, was making Madden just persona non grata. I don't know, but I would feel much better about it. And again, I'm not caping for him, but I would feel it was more justified if that was the case.
Do you remember when Terry Francona, you might not remember, Chris, when he got fired in Boston? And you know, they won World Series, Terry. And then you remember it was about everybody's playing video games and they're ordering chicken and beer in the clubhouse. Right, they're eating during the games. You remember
all
that?
And he's a good manager. Right.
And he was right. But the clubhouse got away from him.
And it might come out later, right? You know what I'm saying? It might come out later about Madden. And I get that.
Guys get totally comfortable, right? And they're just cruising?
Yeah. No, that could be. I mean, look, how in the world they could be cruising with their track record as a team?
I know.
You know, including trial, I don't know. But to your point, I'll say this, I'm going to be fair. It's the manager's job to get you out of cruise control if that's what you're in. And so there it is. All right, the Brooklyn Nets could be on the verge of making a colossal mistake with regards to Kyrie Irving. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's only one place to go. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. And they offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. All right, Kyrie Irving, we know he has until the end of this month to make up his mind on whether or not he will opt into his contract. He's got 1 year left, $36 million, or does he opt out and seek a new long-term deal with the Nets? He could opt in and still get an extension. And the latest report from the New York Post, Brian Lewis, friend of the show, reported that it's looking like whatever he does, whether he opts in or opts out, Kyrie will be back with the Nets. And Rob G, he contradicted some reporting that came out last week. I think it was in the Daily News. Kind of summarize that situation for us.
Yeah, he didn't just contradict it. He kind of put it in quotes and made a point to let him know that that's not what he's reporting. You know, I think it was a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago, we had Christian Winfield on this show. He's also a friend of the show.
Yes, we did.
The New York Daily News. And he said that the Nets were, quote, outright unwilling to offer Kyrie a long-term extension.
You remember that? We did. We
had him on the show after.
And then Brian Lewis, early this morning for the New York Post, says in his column, despite a report the Nets are, quote, outright unwilling to re-sign Kyrie, and then he elaborates, the Nets and league sources told the Post that an extension is most likely here.
Your thoughts, Rob?
This is just the NBA. We talk about it all the time, Chris. Like, it's not – you can look at business decisions, make people wait, make people have to earn their keep or whatever – and it's just not the way things are done here. They're afraid to lose anybody. They're afraid teams just don't stand up to these guys. And I've said it all the time. Nothing surprises me when guys get contracts coming off of questionable years, bad years, whatever you want to use. So would I be stunned or shocked? No, I wouldn't be. Would I do it? No, I wouldn't do it. I would let him play it out, but we know that's not the way things get done.
But if he opts out, you may be forced to make a decision of, you know, he might not want just take a 1 year deal. And look, Rob, some of this too. I mean, when that report came out, I'm sure it didn't make Kyrie happy, right? That they're outright unwilling, even if he may even think, you know what, I may have to play on this one-year deal. To see it in print the way it was, right, had to bother him. And is this a leak to kind of, you know, balance things out? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But there's some options. Look, I am not surprised that, at least according to Brian's report, Kyrie Irving is going to be back in Brooklyn no matter what.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not surprised, right?
Like, I don't think that's a shocker at all.
Right. I fully expect it. And to be honest, if I'm a Nets fan, I totally want Kyrie back. Now, I don't want to give him a long-term deal, to your point, but I definitely want him to play this next season with us, with Ben Simmons, with KD, and the rest of the squad that they have, Seth Curry. So I want him back with all the, you know, things that Kyrie brings. All the issues and all the baggage, if you will, I still want him back for next year without question. Now, Rob, they could offer him a 2 year, maybe opts in, and you give him two extra years. That's heavily incentivized. Now, you have to see, does he agree to that? But maybe that's the type of, I mean, you're not giving him four or a 5 year max. But maybe if you give him two more years, or which amounts to 3 years, and is heavily incentivized on number of games played, you know, unless you got just a serious injury, like you put that in the contract, you know, barring serious injury, Kyrie has to play 50. If he plays 50 games, he gets this much of a bonus. If he plays, 65 games, he gets this much of a money in incentive. So you could do it that way as well. I don't even know that you make it performance-based. I just think you make it, if you can, you try to make it based on games played. I'd feel much better about that as far as a long-term or, you know, a multi-year deal for Kyrie. I certainly, Rob, don't feel good at all, as great as he is, about just a straight-up max long-term deal without those types of stipulations.
Yeah, but the chances of them being like an incentive-laden deals, I just don't see that happening either. I think they'll give in and say Durant's here, they came together, and we're going to ride it out. And
I mean, Embiid did it.
And we just want to win. I'm just saying, you know.
Because I don't think Kyrie has all that much leverage. It is about leverage.
Yeah, but I think because him and Durant came there and they've never really been whole, and the Nets are looking saying, man, we're going to win a championship. We got enough pieces. We got to get everybody right. If we could just one year have everybody play and whatnot, we'd have as good of a chance as anybody. And that's what they're willing. If you're the owner and you're just trying to win a championship, you're not trying to win three, you're not trying to win five, you're trying to win one. That's what you want to, you know. And then if you win one, then you get greedy. But you want to win one. And I think that's why they would be apt to do something like that.
I mean, you could be right. We've seen stranger things. But I still think they need to take control of this situation. Kyrie wants to be there. And I want him there. But because you mentioned they haven't been whole, well, a big part of that's Kyrie, and I'm not talking about the injuries.
I get that. Yeah. I get it. No, that's fair. So.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady! He's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin White. And just in case it's your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris are rolling with what I say, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they disagree with what I say, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Jason Tatum got some high praise yesterday. As former All-Star Tracy McGrady said, he thinks the Celtics wing can be like another great wing player, Kevin Durant. McGrady says he feels like Tatum has the ability to win multiple championships and multiple league MVPs. Chris, trolling or rolling, Jason Tatum will win over 1.5 championships in his career.
Wow. That's a good question. over 1.5. So I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
I could be very wrong. Obviously, I mean, Luka's there. Giannis is there. Heck, Boston could win their first one this year. I pick Golden State in 7, feel good about it. But it's certainly a tough series, and I wouldn't be surprised if Boston wins. I might regret this now that I think about it with Giannis and Luka and all these boys, but I'll go, heck, what the heck? I'll go rolling.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
It ain't that easy. I mean, ask LeBron, who's played 19 years and has 4. You know, like, it ain't that easy
right
to win championships. So I think he'll win one. I think he'll win this year. But going forward, I'm not convinced Boston's going to run off 3 of the next 5 or whatever it is.
I don't see that, but yeah, I don't think they're going to do that either.
Yeah, but I think he could get this one. There's a chance, so no doubt.
Right. Trolling or rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Rodgers said he doesn't know how many more seasons he'll play, admitting that the 3-year, $150 million contract extension he signed in March probably isn't an indicator, but he definitely knows where he wants to finish career. In fact, he said so. When asked, he said, quote, definitely plans to retire a Packer. Chris, trolling or rolling, Aaron Rodgers will only play for the Green Bay Packers in his career.
I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
The time to move on from Rodgers was this summer or even last summer, and they didn't do it. They re-upped him at huge money. They let their receivers go. I mean, so they're all in on Aaron Rodgers, and they believe that he can make these – receivers that they have a great receiving core overall. So, yeah, I don't think they're moving on from him.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it. And
they see me rolling.
And Chris, we talked about this before. You remember? I mean, he's one of those guys. He doesn't want to wear another uniform. I believe that. That's why I was always of the belief that he'll either retire or he'll stay with the Packers. That as much as, you know, I always kid around with Stink. Remember the deal was 99% done in Denver and all that. Right. I just never believed he was leaving. He's one of those guys. He doesn't want to be bounced around and like that. He's gonna, if the Packers don't want him or that time comes, Chris, I think he will retire.
Trolling or rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, speaking to somebody whose deal was 99% done in Denver, it was 99% done until it was 100% done that Russell Wilson was going to be the starting quarterback over there. And as a result, DK Metcalf has been a no-call, no-show at Seahawks mandatory minicamp. DK hasn't missed a game since his NFL debut, but the NFL wide receiver market has skyrocketed this offseason with Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Christian Kirk, A.J. Brown, all of them got big-time bags this offseason. Chris, trolling or rolling, DK Metcalf will get paid before the start of the season.
Oh, I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Now, again, if he continues to sit out, he probably will get paid or he'll get traded. And then he might get, you know, he'll probably get paid with his new team. But I don't blame DK, Rob. Who's throwing you the football matters. All right, we've seen receivers make decisions. We just saw Hollywood Brown, you know, go to Arizona because he wanted to catch balls from Kyler, even though he was close with Lamar. We saw receivers not go to Baltimore because they wanted more of a throwing quarterback. So it matters who's throwing you the football. The receivers want to put up numbers because that's what gets you paid. And I don't blame him going from Russell Wilson to Drew Lock or whoever the heck's going to be their starting quarterback, Geno Smith. Now that I think about it, I probably should roll with it just because if he gets traded, it'll probably be a deal where he gets paid. Yeah, but that I said all my shit.
Yeah, I'm trolling it. Yeah, I don't think he's going to get paid this offseason. And eventually you have to show up, and we'll see what happens. And a lot of wide receivers want to get paid. They see the money being thrown around. But I don't think it's coming, Chris. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't know that it should right now. Right, but with the quarterback situation, does it make sense in Seattle – to give huge money to a receiver?
No,
right?
That's what I'm saying. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see Seattle giving it to him. But it all depends on is he going to hold out. If he continues a holdout and it's a serious holdout, I could see them trading him, Rob. And then part of that deal would be, you know what I mean, the other team.
Yeah, that might be another team, but yeah. I just don't see it in Seattle.
I'm with you on Seattle. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense
at all.
Martin,
you think he's getting a deal?
No, I don't. And I think if he wanted to get a deal, he maybe needs to run some in routes and some slants and maybe just a little bit more than a go route. And he didn't really, like, have the best behavior towards the last, I don't know, right. 8-9 games of the season. He was kind of acting out. So I think there's kind of marks on him all over the place. When you think about the DK Metcalf highlight, it's him chasing down Buda Baker, right? Like, that's about it.
I tell you what, though, I'd love to see him in Green Bay.
Are you kidding? He would be salivating. Are you kidding?
No question about that. Martin, we got trash talk coming up. Who you trashing?
You know, I have to flip the script because I know that trash talk is a time to be trash, but I got to uplift Rob Parker for one moment. I know this. Trash me for uplifting Rob in this moment. Because
I
this
am.
Man
I'm trashing
Richard,
Martin Weiss.
For the last, maybe 15 years or so, 10 years, I've known Rob Parker, been at his right hand, and he has spoken almost everything that he has said into existence, from a national radio show to FS1 appearances to everything. But Thursday night, he finally crosses one off the bucket list, making his stand-up debut. He's been talking about it for years. I can't wait to see it, whether it's a crash and burn or wild success. Oh. But at the end of the day, I got to give my man credit because he did what he said he was going to do.
Are you going to be there?
Hell yeah!
He's got his ticket. He's ready to go, Chris. And you know what, Martin? And Martin and I, Chris, we had a conversation in a Buffalo Wild Wings about 7-8 years ago. And I laid out so many different things, and we talked about plans of the future and things I wanted to do. And I told him what I was going to do and all this stuff and come out to L.A. and all that. And Martin knows, and for him to, you know, say, yeah, this is something I've talked about and something I've always wanted to do, and I'm happy with that. Thank you, Martin. That's a good confidence booster because I do believe in – Chris, talking things into existence, you know, that you want to do this or you want to I always make a list of things I want to accomplish. And we'll see how it goes. I'm going to have fun with it. There's no pressure on it. I've done a national radio show every day with you, you know, like 3 hours a day. And we've done national TV for 15, 16 years. You know what? I can stand and talk for 5 minutes. I'm going to make that happen.
Hold on, real quick. I got my trash. I'm trash talking Rob Parker because you got the story wrong. It wasn't a Buffalo Wild Wings. It was a Hooters.
Hooters, right. I'm sorry. It was Hooters. You're right.
Oh, man. Is there, Rob, you said it's going to be videotaped, right? Not just audio.
I got a video photographer who's going to record it. And, you know, we'll see. David Alan Greer is scheduled to introduce me, which will be awesome. Yeah,
great.
So I'm really excited about the whole thing. So
That right there will help you out. Yeah, it raises expectations. I will admit
they'll be laughing. Maybe when he gets off the stage, they'll still be laughing from him, and then I'll just pick it up.
We're in the belly room at the comedy store, okay? It'll be great.
It'll be great. All right. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. You can trash anything. Anyone in the world of sports, 30 to 40 seconds, do your thing.
Take out the papers and the trash. Oh, man, now that's some good trash talking.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Rob, let's get into it.
All right. Trash
Talking Tuesday.
Let's do it. Let's kick it off with Chris. Let's do Joe in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Joe?
I'm trashing the Joes. I'm trashing Joe Girardi, and I'm trashing Joe Madden. About time we start recycling these managers that can't even make it past 50 games in the season. Get some new young bloods out there that can relate to these players and get them to produce. And a quick trash to John Elway also, who had a chance to get 20% of the Broncos for $30 million when he retired. Didn't take it, and now he lost $800 million when they just got sold.
Can you imagine that? Wow.
Dude, are you kidding me? Oh, my God. You would be sick, Chris, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Sick.
I mean, he got money anyway, but still. Woo.
It ain't $800 million.
Yeah.
Leo. In New York City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Leo?
Okay, this is going to be a first, but you know what? Someone had to do it, so I'm going to do it. I'm trashing DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan.
I mean, wow.
All the listeners will agree with me that what happened Friday was a travesty. I mean, we all know from listening to TTNT, Tyshirt Hour Trivia, that you don't need to know sport to work in sport media, but we didn't know that you didn't need to know anything in geography. I mean, hey, you probably don't even need to be able to pass fifth and sixth grade at this point. What was that? I mean, we were just sitting there wondering what was he doing. I was watching the show with my lady, and she was asking me, you know what, I think this guy is doing it on purpose to add more drama to the show. And I was like, no, he really doesn't know. And she was like, wait, is that guy some sort of redneck living out of some caravan in the woods next to a lake somewhere down in Montana?
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? At this point, that's a very fair assumption, really.
We love you, Alex.
Wow, Alex. Unbelievable.
I think Alex cut him off.
I know. Alex, did you hit that button?
I don't know what happened. He disconnected.
Uh-oh. That was good. Hey, that was one of our best ones.
I have to say so, too.
Alex, wow. Alex got trashed on Trash Talking Tuesday.
He was from Jupiter, Florida, right?
Josh, that's right.
You're like, he'll never be on again.
Never again.
Right. Call.
What about our man Sean in Sacramento? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother. And look, man, my man Alex is not of this world, Leo. He is a Super Saiyan from the planet Namek. So you better get it right before he bust that butt down,
baby. That's right.
But let me get to the trash in hand, man. And since I can't make it to the comedy store this Thursday, Rob, let me clown these Warriors and Steph fanatics for you, buddy. All you Warriors fans, man, I'm not mad at Steph just for him ruining the game in the words of the great Dan Patrick, but I'm also mad at him for ruining the fashion. Who else is going to bring nursing shoes and mouthpieces to the NBA in a low-key off-rhythm shimmy? Get out of here with that, Steph. I was praying 2 years ago when you got bounced out the playoffs by the Raptors, when you couldn't even make the play-in because Ja was embarrassing you on your home court and you was missing three after three after three against LeBron in the play-in. I was praying we were done with you. But here we are. You lucky again. You getting carried by the newest splash brother, the pool boy. While you still out here going frozen solid in game one in the fourth quarter, I'm hoping that they bounce you so hard up out of there that you'll be in the next one up in the Comedy Store telling jokes because you're out the NBA. Get them, Rob.
Wow. Wow.
Sean,
powerful.
One word. Weak.
No, he was
strong. I thought Sean was better than that. Just
Sean
flat out
awesome.
Lying.
Sean's
in
amazing.
His, in his trash
My
talk.
Man, he's amazing.
Amazing.
It's
scary.
Just a matter of time before he gets his own show. My goodness.
Fill in for Chris one day.
That's right. Hello, is this on? Oh, okay. All right, Rasside in Detroit.
I got cut. Oh, Super Rasside. Trash yourself, Super Rasside.
It's on your Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hey. You trashing us again?
No. I'll say that for next week. Stephen A. Smith. That's right. I'm calling you out. Stephen A. Smith, I'm going to debate you. We're going to debate on a national level. Now, this is why I'm calling out Stephen A. Smith. He's got the nerve. He will say anything to keep Kaepernick out of the league. His window of opportunity has passed. Are you crazy? That's what they want you to say, Stephen A. Smith. And then Stephen A. Smith got the nerve to say, what about Deshaun Watson? Oh, the NFL, protect your shield. He's doing a disservice to your shield. The NFL's doing a disservice to their own shield when they don't have no black ownership. The NFL is doing a disservice to their shield when they kept Kaepernick out the league, Stephen A. Smith. And you got the nerve to talk about some integrity for the NFL shield and they blackballing brothers, they blackball T.O. Look like they're trying to blackball Antonio Brown even, and he wasn't even wrong in this last instant.
All right, man.
Hey, you mean when he stripped hard.
Remember when he stripped his uniform on and quit?
That wasn't wrong, though, apparently.
I don't know any way else of looking at it, Chris. I'm sorry.
Maybe
I was watching a different channel.
Antonio, absolutely. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Great trash talk. Really?
Yeah,
one of our more creative trash talks. All right, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, download, subscribe, leave us a comment, and 5 stars.
I am so hungry.
Keep it
locked
right here on Fox Sports Radio for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, because I'm telling you, that duo brings fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.